Jane Alexander and John Roach were married for only a month before he was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. John passed away 4 years later. During StoryCorps' residency in Indianapolis last month, Jane sat down with her son, Asher Matthews, and they talked about what made John's sense of humor unique.
Are there particular, I don't know, jokes of his that you remember, or, you know, kinds of jokes that you think signify him or anything like that?
You know, I thought about that a little bit, and I honestly can't remember very many of those. But there was one right at the end of his life that was kind of amazing. We were in the hospital, and the doctor had just told us that John was not going to get better. I mean, that he was not going to, he was going to go home to die. There were, I think, I was there and his two daughters, and maybe one of the son-in-laws. So the doctor, you know, said, there was a pulmonologist, and he said, I don't think we can do anything more for you, John. So the doctor left, and we're all sort of sitting there in this stunned silence. And John looked at us and said, "That wasn't a real doctor. I just paid him $20 to say that." And it was like quintessential John, you know, kind of diffusing this kind of incredibly difficult moment for all of us by making a joke out of it. It was cool. So
that is very much my memory of him as well. I mean, so much of the more recent time was sort of tied around his illness and him diffusing things or saying things about that. The one that sticks out to my mind is also in the hospital. I really wanted to say goodbye in case I didn't get a chance, so I tried to do that. And he just really did not want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, he sort of said, "It's okay. You know, it's, you know, man," I was trying to tell him, "you know, I love you and I'm going to miss you if this is it." And so anyway, it was a difficult situation and pretty emotional for me. You know, I said all that and got ready to go. And as I was walking out, I heard him say to one of the nurses, "I don't know who those people are."
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Produced by J.D. Gray, with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org.
StoryCorps is made possible locally by IUPUI, Indiana's Urban Health and Life Sciences campus, where impact is made. More at iupui.edu. And by the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana Authors Award, a program of the Indianapolis Public Library Foundation, proud to support local sponsorship of StoryCorps.